35 years ago, Bill Cosby, Quincy Jones, and 15 jazz musicians recorded the music for The Bill Cosby Show. Most of the tracks were forgotten, locked in a vault. They were recently uncovered, and now they're being released for the first time, along with a CD of remixes of the tunes. Our reviewer, Tom Terrell, has been listening to both.
During the summer of 1969, producer Quincy Jones and comedian Bill Cosby went into a Burbank, California studio to record a series of funk-laced jam sessions with a group of jazz and pop musicians that included pianist Joe Sample, vibist Milt Jackson, bassist Ray Brown, and guitarist Arthur Adams. Until the recent release of the original jam sessions 1969, the only track that had seen the light of day was the Bill Cosby Show's wigged-out theme song, Hickaburr. Unfortunately, compared to Hickaburr's pop single conciseness, original jam session remaining tracks are, well, just jams. Hip, laid back at the Chicken Shack soul jazz jams like Monty. Is that you? Back in 1969, the original jam session sounded unremarkable. Good musicianship, but uninspired music. And ironically, when the same cliched soul jazz licks are sampled, looped, and scratched by modernist DJ producers and reissued on a companion CD called The New Mixes Volume 1, they inspire some real original jams. For instance, Jimmy Smith's original Jimmy Cookin' on Top is an uninspired organ vamp. But in a new version, producer Mario Caldado Jr. samples it, adds percussion, wah-wah guitar, and turntable scratches, and creates Jimmy's theme, the best song Jimmy Smith never recorded. In an album overblessed with cool jams, Every Day by the Chaka Dunes is by far the coolest. A Saturday night house party's worth of fatback drum and bass, shakers and tambourines, disco rock guitar and fusion keyboards with the recurring Hickaburr soundbite, Every Day evokes the past as it exalts the present. 35 years late, but still right on time, The New Mixes Volume 1 brilliantly fulfills the hazy promise of the original jam sessions.
The CDs are called Quincy Jones and Bill Cosby, The Original Jam Sessions, 1969, and The New Mixes, Volume 1. Our critic is Tom Terrell.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.